Hello, this is Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Yay!
Imagine you wanted to move, but you weren't allowed to leave your house and neighborhood unless all of your neighbors said you could. It's more complicated than that, of course, but that's kind of what's been happening to Ripton in the Addison Central School District. Yesterday at town meeting day, the other six towns in the district all got to vote on whether they were okay with letting Ripton leave the school district and go out on its own. The issue comes down to Ripton's elementary school, which would likely close alongside several other district elementary schools to consolidate students and resources in the district as student enrollment continues to decline. Ripton had already voted to leave. It wants to preserve its elementary school. And yesterday, Middlebury, Cornwall, Bridport, Shoreham, Salisbury, and Weybridge gave their blessing. The fight's not over. The final decision now rests with the State Board of Education. But joining us today to offer her thoughts on yesterday's development is Ripton Elementary School Principal Tracy Harrington. Principal Harrington, thank you for taking the time to join us. Tracy Harrington, can you hear me? Are you there?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's excellent. Phew. Okay. Glad you're with us.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's probably a mute issue. It happens to everybody these days. Welcome to.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
1 year into the pandemic and we're still dealing with it.
Right.
I appreciate you being with us today to share your thoughts and perspective. And I want to start by just talking about the fact that you actually haven't supported this idea of Ripton leaving the district, keeping open its elementary school. Can you talk a little bit about how you feel and where you stand on this issue?
I can talk a little bit about it. I have been involved in the issue probably for at least 10 years since I became principal, but even before that, when I moved to Ripton in 2003, I knew that there were already some studies being done about the potential of consolidating some of the elementary schools in our district. So it's been talked about a lot. I think the last few years with a facilities master plan underway in the district, it's been talked about a lot more. And I've always recognized the challenges involved in both maintaining our small school or not having a school here in Ripton. And neither option, you know, is ideal, but I think recognizing the costs that we are seeing in education, the declining enrollment, all the things you've mentioned, the increase in needs that some of our students and families present that cannot necessarily be met as well in isolated small schools, coordinating our services, being able to provide access to programming and opportunities and even staff, licensed, high-qualified staff on a daily basis is very hard in a small school. So I have been concerned that trying to keep our small school, despite the obstacles that we know are out there, which, you know, many residents of Ripton are willing to attempt, I'm concerned that we will see some detrimental impacts to the students.
Do you think the detrimental impacts be felt across all students equally, or are there some students, some types of families that you think would be more adversely affected?
Oh, I definitely think it's not going to be equitable across the board. I think that always we're seeing some services and some opportunities that children receive that others don't. So I'm most concerned about the most vulnerable families and children, of course. I think some kids, as we know, will be fine in any school. They would be fine if they stayed home and learned from their parents. I'm not necessarily as concerned about those kids. I'm concerned about the ones who depend on the services that we can provide through public school education.
Lori Cox, chair of the Ripton Select Board, wrote in and said, "Yesterday, the other district towns voted overwhelmingly to ratify our town's vote to leave the Addison Central School District. We worked hard to get to this place, but fully realize that the harder work lies before us. We now will create the plan to truly make this school a place of successful learning for our younger students, as well as a strong community center. This work is ours to accomplish, but I hope that we will receive statewide support to achieve success. We can be a model for how small schools and small towns in Vermont can remain strong and vital. Small towns may not hold the largest population of our state, but they do hold the largest geography by far. Their continued importance and vitality will be central to the future of Vermont. I thank the other towns in our district for giving us the opportunity and the respect to take on this effort. We hope to make you proud. And Denise wrote in and said, as a mom of a second grader in Shoreham, we applaud the residents of Ripton for standing for their school and students. The community, with kids or not, said to ACSD, the Addison Central School District, we can do this with or without you. They are a unique geography that needed to be addressed, and ACSD failed. Tracy Harrington, once Ripton voted out, did you support the idea that other towns in the district should basically acknowledge the wishes of Ripton and say yes to letting Ripton go yesterday?
I don't know that I outwardly supported it, but I didn't know. I didn't have a part in that. I mean, I think that was challenging because it was no longer clear that Ripton should or should not stay in the district. If the residents of Ripton voted to withdraw, then I can definitely understand why the residents of other towns voted to approve that withdrawal. It didn't have a direct impact on them. I don't think that they will feel the impact at all. If anything, there may be some savings, very minimal, but I think it's more a question of understanding the educational impact. And so that many of the residents don't work in the schools, and they may not know what some of the potential impacts are. I may be wrong. You know, I think what Lori wrote is very true, that we are depending on state support. We may see a complete remodel of how we finance our schools in the years ahead. I don't anticipate that, and what we've seen in terms of legislation and how we need to finance our schools does not suggest that we can really continue to provide the same quality of education and staffing in all of the small schools as maybe we have in the past.
What do you think the State Board of Education will do? I mean, now Ripton has made its choice clear, and so have the other towns in the district said, okay, we're okay with letting you leave, but the State Board of Education gets to make the final decision now.
I know. And I really don't know what they're going to do. I believe there have been other instances where this has happened, maybe one or two, and I think the State Board of Ed approved it. I think we were assuming, people in Ripton were assuming that might be the case. Some recent things I've read from the secretary suggest that this is not moving us in the direction that we need to go, that we're undoing Act 46 and we're moving backwards. And so at some point, the State Board of Ed may step in and say that we can't do this anymore. At this point, I think the wording in whether it's legislation or policy or just, you know, what they've done in the past makes me think they will approve it, that they will reassign Ripton to a different supervisory union, and then lay out a timeline for what the transition would look like.
What about for you? I mean, you've made your position clear on this, but the vote in Ripton was a vote to keep the school open. Do you want to keep working as the principal of Ripton Elementary School? Do you think the townspeople want you to keep working as the principal of this elementary school? I mean, what's the path forward?
I think so. That's a hard question for never, you know, if you haven't been here, you don't know, but we have a wonderful community school, and I've been very committed to this role for the last 10 years, and I love this town. But I think I have also been very clear that there's a commitment that I have to the district, and there's a commitment that I have to my family to maintain a position where I feel like there's stability and there's right to reassignment. I think the staff in general at Ripton is in the same position of saying, we don't want the school to close either, but by staying with Addison Central, we are given right to reassignment. We have seniority. We have collective bargaining power. And we just feel like there's more stability. So it's not that I don't want to stay the principal of Ripton, but I do think that we will see significant turnover in the next couple of years.
You're right. I don't live in Ripton, and Ripton is a unique community. I've swung on your swing sets many times, though, as a kid and grew up just down the hill in East Middlebury. But I think, you know, part of what makes Ripton unique, what makes other towns like Lincoln, which may also be going through something similar in a year or two, or, you know, is even thinking about what this means for them now, you know, one of the things that makes these communities like yours unique is the geography. I mean, the fact that it's a mountain town, the fact that it would take a long time, especially in the winter, for some kids to get from Ripton to, say, a Middlebury elementary school. But for people who aren't familiar with Ripton, can you describe that community, that sense of community and that community feel, and how the community can come together after what has been a challenging time to try to figure out what the right step is?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it feels a little soon to be talking about that personally,
yes, yeah.
But I'll admit that I do trust that the community will work through this and that I'll find my place at the table. But I think I'm also really concerned with what some might perceive as sort of the Vermont mindset, which is staunch independence, and that we can do things alone, or we can maintain what we've had at the expense of what research or experts might otherwise suggest. So I think that whether it's geography or just the type of people who choose to live there, what we're seeing in some of our small rural towns is people who are staunchly independent, and they believe that what we have is worth maintaining at all costs. For having lived here 20 years almost, I don't necessarily feel the same way about education. I think being in education for a long time does give me a perspective of how it's challenging, because everybody has very strong feelings and they have very close attachments to their own experiences and the experiences of their kids. So it can make change very hard. But I'm not opposed to change. In education, I think change is important. I think we live in a changing world. So I think if the one place where we don't change is working with our children to prepare them for the future, I think we're doing them a disservice.
Well, Tracy, it does sound like there's a lot of work still to be done then to try to figure out the path forward. And, you know, everybody agrees with that idea that supporting our communities, kids, making sure they're prepared for the next step, making sure they're healthy and have, you know, the mental fortitude and well-being that they deserve. You know, those are the goals, but how to get there, there is still some significant disagreement, it sounds like.
Yeah, there is, because it's such an emotional topic. We all care so much about our kids. And so I don't dismiss any of that. I think it's great that people feel so strongly and that they're so strongly committed, and I respect that. And then we respect our differences. And, you know, I think there will be a lot of work that we have to do. I think, again, if we could look at change as a new opportunity instead of a bad thing, then we could potentially move along in a direction that will be sustainable over time.
Well, I look forward to seeing what comes next for Ripton and wish you and the community the best of luck. Tracy Harrington is the principal of Ripton Elementary School, where she has worked for the last 10 years. Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you, Jane. Take care.
You too.